morning on Tuesday morning towards the end of September 2012, and this is Paul O'Mahony on the school run from Glenmire to Douglas, both of which are effectively suburbs of Cork. It's a journey which takes me, depending on traffic, or takes us, depending on traffic, anything from 20 minutes to 40 minutes. We have to pass through a tunnel under the River Lee, which is called the Jack Lynch Tunnel. And you might be wondering, why is it called the Jack Lynch Tunnel? Well, Jack Lynch was a famous hurler. He played hurling for Cork, and I think he was very good, although I never was particularly interested in hurling when I was young, and even to be truthful, even to today. But I know that that's what he was. So the iPhone has just gone scuttling across the top of the dashboard. Jack Lynch went on from being a famous hurler to being a famous politician and becoming Taoiseach in Ireland. That Taoiseach is another word. It actually means, I think, clan chief or the chief. Taoiseach is effectively the prime minister, the head of the cabinet and leader of the country, if you like. But he played a very major part in Irish life around the middle 1960s through to middle 1970s, I think it was. And the Jack Lynch Tunnel was, in its time, and I suppose now it might be 20 years old, although some people who come from Cork could correct me on that, or you could check on the internet. I imagine there'd be a Wikipedia entry under Jack Lynch Tunnel Cork. But that was the biggest, I would say, civil construction project in Ireland for a very long time. I know a couple of people who... One person who worked doing piling for it, and another person who worked as a site engineer on the project. In fact, they met on while working on the tunnel and subsequently got married. So we're now... The road outside my house has got a very steep hill. So the first thing you do is negotiate a very steep hill and then run into traffic congestion. Because at the bottom of the road where we live, there is a Irish school, meaning a school in which people are taught through the medium of Irish, and the day-to-day spoken language within the school is Irish. And this school is predominantly a post-primary school, although there are 2 years, I think it is, of primary school, which are called Scoil na n-Óg, School of the Young. I know somebody who teaches at that school. I know her husband, who's in business, and a very good friend of mine. And we come down that steep hill, we run into traffic at the bottom, and we then turn right or left. I prefer to take the left turn. At the bottom of the road, there's a very, very picturesque tributary of the River Lee. And pausing for the Jack Lynch Tunnel. This is the Jack Lynch Tunnel. There's two lanes in one direction, and then there's another tunnel in the other direction, obviously parallel, I suppose you'd say. And there's a solid white line down the middle of we have two lanes going in a westerly direction under the river. It's not a long tunnel, but when it gets jammed up, it can cause huge congestion. This is called the Ring Road we're now on. And the usual plan is for us to drive along the Ring Road for, let us say, 2 miles, maybe three, come to a big roundabout known as the Kinsale Roundabout. And I guess if you go left there, you will be able to reach Kinsale in about 40 minutes. Kinsale is a very picturesque Irish seaside small town, particularly small town, I would call it, perhaps even, risk of insulting anybody who lives there, I would call it a big village. We're driving along here. On the left hand side is the River Lee, and on the right hand side is a very large, in Irish terms, shopping complex called Mahon Point, which
was really completed in around 2004, 2005. I know that because when I first came back to Ireland after 30 years in the UK, that was it. So this is the sound of the car. My daughter is 8 years old, and we know her on Audioboom as Omani Dot. And she began life as Omani Tot, but that was a name I invented for her, but she decided that she wanted to be called Omani Dot instead. And she's 8 years old, and she goes to a school, as I said, in Douglas, just off the Douglas Road. The traffic is very clear, so we're going to go all the way to the roundabout. There is what I regard as a kind of emergency escape, which is worth taking if this east way or west way ring road is badly congested, and that is a road that takes you through Douglas itself. In fact, I'm actually taking now the turnoff to a place called Ring a Skiddy. Now, Ring a Skiddy is a great name, isn't it? Ring a Skiddy. That's the place, again, not far from the centre of Cork, from which ferries go to France, and passenger ferries go to France, and they also go to Santander in the north coast of Spain. What else can I tell you? This is now goes into a three-lane road, and if I stayed on it going straight, I would end up going to my work office, work house, I suppose you could call it. But we're going to drive down here, left turn towards Rochestown, right turn towards Douglas. These are all suburban names. And the sign says Amach in Gaelic, A-M-A-C-H, and translated as exit. All road signs in Ireland. Yes, yes, yes.
Do you know that this is the long way to school?
Well, I was afraid that we were going to get caught in traffic.
This is the long way to school, not the way that we mom.
Yeah, so long as the road is free, though. If you and Mom get caught in the traffic.
But we don't.
Well, do you remember what it was like the other day? There was a whole long queue of traffic all the way back to the tunnel because of a big accident. So I hope we won't be late today. I'm actually, it's only 25 past 8. So I think we'll be in time. You don't really need to be at school until 10 to 9, isn't that right? That's the time your class goes in. Through traffic lights here. And the weather, just to give you an idea, is 16 degrees centigrade. And I wish I could translate that into Fahrenheit quickly. I suspect it's about 59, but don't quote me on that. And it's completely overcast. But at least the planes will be able to land and take off from Cork Airport. Cork has an airport called Cork International Airport. And yesterday there was nothing flying out of that airport all day because of fog. And I got up in the morning, realised that it was the first bit of fog I'd seen in ages, and I put a photograph on Instagram, which a lady living in Holland came back to me and said she thought it was very beautiful, and I thought I was putting up a picture of something that would make you feel a bit miserable. So this is a little bit of, oh yes, one more thing that is kind of characteristic. At the end of this road, which is the Rochestown Road, we get to the edge of Douglas, and there, and the very next roundabout we come to, is called the Finger Post Roundabout. I'm passing a hotel, by the way, at the moment, and there are left and right of me, there are detached and semi-detached houses, so it's real suburbia. Just passed a car boot sale being advertised in Douglas, by the way, so my friend McColgan in Scotland really big into going to car boot sales. So we just come now to this Finger Post Roundabout, and you're probably wondering, why is it called the Finger Post Roundabout? The answer is that it has a very characteristic signpost in the middle of it, which goes one way to Douglas Golf Course, which posts up a hill called Maryborough Hill. There is a tiny sign telling me that proudly sponsored, the roundabout is proudly sponsored by McDonald's Douglas. And there is another signpost going to Carrigaline,
Carrig line, L-I-N-E, and then one back to Rogerstone. The thing about this is that it's made of wood. It actually has three directions, although we have three directions signposted, although we have four directions off the roundabout. And we're stuck in the roundabout, as Omani Dot predicted when she said this would be the slow way. In front of me is a car waving on the side of the back window. It's a VW.
That's Rhonda's car. I saw her being it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's your childminder's car.
See, told you.
Oh. Let me see if I can tell her that I'll pick you up from her house at 5:10 today.
Dad?
Yeah?
I'm not here then.
I haven't had a chance. Hello? Hello?
Stop.
Hello?
Good morning.
Rhonda, I'll drop Grace off to you between 5 and 5:10. I will. I'll pick her. God, I'm brainless,
perfect.
Headless. Yeah. If anything goes wrong with me, we know what the fallback plan is.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Don't
but
bother,
okay.
Bother.
Isn't this weird?
The weird thing is to meet, by complete accident, Omani Dot's childminder, who's a wonderful woman who happens to have exactly the same surname as us. Well, not exactly the same as Omani Dot, because she has a double barrel surname. But anyway, she was in the car with her two daughters. Was her son, Grace, in the car as well?
No.
No. Oh, right. Where does he go a different way? Does her dad take him to school, or does he get the bus?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now, I have to stretch across the dashboard in order to get back the iPhone and stop the audiobook recording. On the right hand side is a Douglas Shopping Centre, which exists on the right and left, if you like. Douglas Court, Common Sportswear. I see a small little nursery, garden nursery shop. And I see Ulster Bank in front. So there we are. Look, this is a bit of a fragment, probably quite long. What's this? 7.5 minutes of the school run today. The iPhone is there. And I'll always remember this day as the day we ran into.
Day.
And I have bored the pants, I would say. Have I bored the pants off you?
Yeah.
I haven't, because you're not wearing pants.
I'm wearing culottes.
Right, so I've bored the culottes off you. Do you want to finish the audio boo?
Yeah.